Fox News Radio 1270 welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada, hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Hello to you and welcome to Broadview. For the next 2 hours, we're going to kind of take a look again at people and issues, subjects, you know, in our life this week. People and places on our mind. My mind, anyway. You can share yours, though. You can do it at the talk line at 823-1920. Lines are open. You heard it. Or you can email me during the show with your questions for any of my guests today. First, J.P. Travis is here with his political point of view. Anyone familiar with jpattitude.com knows he has a real and a real unique writing style. It's really incredible. I understand his intellectual as well as emotional interest in who moves our country. And we like that, J.P. Welcome. I'm going to get to you in a minute.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hello. Glad to hear his take on things. I really love him coming in. Also, a brilliant woman. She's in a woman's movement, even though she doesn't even know it. But she's very smart. She's a playwright in New York City and very in the now with her latest books and her interactive game. And we're going to be talking with her. We're talking the stuff Harry Potter is made of. Marty Ellen Hill. That's coming up next hour. Also, good information from Steve Aussie. He's my newest financial hero, co-host of Nevada Matters, and it all matters to him. So we'll get his political point of view as well. And he gives us an overview today of the market and beyond. And comedian Sean Peabody is going to be here. He's appearing at the Pioneer Underground. Two shows tonight, 8 and 10. The 10 is R-rated, probably the best. And if anyone would like to go, you can email me right now during the show. You can go on Wayne. Wayne wants to buy you all a seat to go over there and check it out. It's a very intimate little theater. 8 and 10 tonight. And if you want to go, just email me at broadview1@live.com during the show. I always need some laughs. Love having the comedians in. And whatever else we get to. Thank you very much for showing up, JP. I just want to say hello to you real quick again.
Is that
Hi.
Is that why you have me on?
JP Travis. Oh, that's funny. We'll just see at the end of the show how that goes. No, I love your political point of view. And I'm very happy to have you here, and we're going to talk a little bit with you in a minute. I wanted to do something right off, though. Milton Glick, he meant so much to all of us. I had the opportunity of meeting him, being in radio, and we're doing a remote up at UNR, and he's very gracious. He's a very nice man. Dr. Milton Glick, he was appointed the 15th president of University of Nevada, Reno, May 2006. He assumed office on August 1st, 2006. And he's been marked by numerous campus milestones, an increased emphasis, I got that dry mouth today, on student success as well as creating what he termed a sticky campus, a very dynamic place where both the student body and the community feel very engaged and very excited. His efforts to enhance the educational experience of Nevada have included the opening of several major student-centered buildings, the recruitment of a record-breaking number of National Merit Scholars to the Reno campus, and a major effort to create a culture of completion. Very important, more so than competition. And that on campus reflected through the higher grades that everyone got there. Greater postgraduate success, a creation of more culturally diverse campus. He managed to make programs and progress in the face of one of the most challenging economic periods in the nation's history. He did, too. We totally salute him. Prior to becoming Nevada's chief executive, Dr. Glick served 15 years as the executive vice president, Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. First as a senior vice president, later as an executive vice president. Arizona State experienced also 20% improvement in its freshman's retention rate. That's a 15% improvement in the graduation rate and doubling the number of minorities enrolled. Just such a peaceful man. Just incredible, incredible things he did. Now, his first senior administrative position was dean of the